Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Marty Smith Show, Black Noise Radio, 2020.
I'm not gonna make this too long, because I don't know how many people can understand me. I wish I could speak a little French for y'all so you'll understand what I was talking about. But anyway, this song is called One for the Lonely. And it's for those who know they're lonely. There's some that don't. Because, at least where I come from, there's a whole lot of people that don't know they're lonely because they spend too much time making that dollar their friend.
listening to the Marty Smith Show on Black Noise Radio.
Walter Becker, the co-founder, the late, great Walter Becker, who just passed away on Sunday, said that he learned music from a book on piano theory. I was only interested in knowing about chords, he said. From that and from the Harvard Dictionary of Music, I learned everything I wanted to know. So after Palmer left the group, with Becker on bass, Can't Buy a Thrill album produced hits like Reelin' in the Years, Dirty Work, and Do It Again. And then Donald Fagen became basically the frontman singer. And then came the big hit from 1974's Pretzel Logic, which amazingly starts with a jazz riff stolen from Horace Silver and the marimba of Emil Richards.
Thank you.
don't know that tune, well, it was very big when it did, and a big hit for them, to say the least. Steely Dan, we're saluting Walter Becker, who just passed away this last weekend. Yep, for the next hour, it's all Steely Dan. In fact, they became really popular. It was the album Asia in 1977 that was one of Rolling Stone's 500 greatest albums of all time. Amazing. Deacon Blues, one of those cuts, actually sort of sneaked onto rock radio, classic rock radio. Pretty wild stuff. Walter Becker was, he said that was sort of planned in a weird sort of way, that they wanted to sneak into the consciousness of modern rock and roll. And I would say they were pretty successful at doing that. Don't you think? Deacon Blues, for example. Well, again, Deacon Blues was about losers. What does that all mean? Well, Becker had a very wry sense of humor, to say the least. And he talked about what we want to do is conquer from the margins. This is what, when Time Out asked him in 2008 about Deacon Blues sneaking onto classic rock radio, that's what Becker said. We want to sort of find our place in the middle based on the fact that we were creatures of the margin and of alienation. And I think a lot of kids our age were very alienated. To this day, when I read some text that somebody writes about alienation, I always think to myself, gee, they make it sound like it's a bad thing. So yeah, I think that's great. Naturally, that's very satisfying to us to hear that something has slipped through the cracks.
Thank you. from across the bay. Babylon,
thank you.
the age of 67. May he rest in peace as we rock on to his amazing music. Thank you, Donald Fagen. Thank you, Walter Becker. Steely Dan, all hour. Global Village here at 90.7 FM KPFK Los Angeles. Don't forget there's a free concert tonight at the Santa Monica Library. It is a
you're still listening to Black Noise Radio.
Lorenz, bring that shit in for me, cuz. Yeah. You are now about to witness the strength of gangster music.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This is what we does, cuz. So all you imitators, get back. Get back.
Make room for the dope dealer, pimp, and the gangster. I'm a dog, baby girl, that's my nature. Don't be a stranger, get your head knocked off. For being scary, on the contrary, what I possess is necessary. From the scratch, whip it up, make the soda yola. Real here, homie, and I come from the shoulder. I'm a dog pound original, subliminal criminal. It goes for any individual, so invisible, insensible. Thinking that your shit get thought up. Now you're in a whirly heat, that's when you're caught up. Brought up around marks and busters, ain't no genius. This is the reason why I keep it. Daz, Dilly, Mac, Millie, stay on deck. With a proper dose, got the connect. You know it's West Coast.
Oh, gee, don't sweat it on the real, don't sweat it. I swear they gon' get it, I swear they gon' get it. I don't know why they said it, but they never should've said it. Shoot them in the face and leave their ass half-headed. Shells embedded, read it, read it. Let it, wet it, get it. Doctors can't save and forget it. DPGC, nigga, don't ever forget it.
Fuck what they said and fuck what you heard. Dog pound gangsta, nigga, that's the word. Act like you know us, I know you do. Back, all in your face like boo. The illa killer like Thriller and Manila. The D-Rock creeps low like Caterpillar. Things you better duck when the Uzi throw lead. Anybody killer mean everybody dead. Get down for what it's worth. Big guns, big funds represent this turf. Some scream the West, but don't rep it right. So when it's time to step, they come stepping light. If they step at all, pow, let's fly through they thinking cap, they fall. What you was thinking, Cap, with all that gangsta fantasy and your stinking rap?
OG, don't sweat it on the real, don't sweat it. I swear they gon' get it, I swear they gon' get it. I don't know why they said it, but they never should have said it. Shoot them in the face and leave their ass half headed. Shells embedded, read it, read it, let it, wet it, get it, get it. Doctors can't save and forget it. DPGC, nigga, don't ever forget it.
Nigga, corrupt beyond the stars. Ever since 17 when I was lifting cars, came in this motherfucker just to see who you are. I'm sturdy as mountains, rhymes float like canoes, rivers and fountains. I'm high as eagles, dog pound gangsters living life illegal. You won't deny the K of the eagle. Either one you choose, niggas lifting out their shoes. Praying, man, it's a war to step in the door. Tentacles stretch across the wall on the floor. I'm off that white Iriendo. I silence your homies and shatter your windows. Take a look in my secret window, cause I got a secret your life depend on. Corrupt young Hannibal, my mind got me feeling like fine iron.
OG, don't sweat it on the real, don't sweat it. I swear they gon' get it, I swear they gon' get it. I don't know why they said it, but they never should've said it. Shoot them in the face and leave their ass half-headed. Shells embedded, read it, read it, let it, wet it, get it, get it, get it. Doctors can't save and forget it. DPGC, nigga, don't ever forget it. Get it.
Man, that school shit is a joke. The same people who control the school system control the prison system and the whole social system ever since slavery. Know what I'm saying?
I went to school with some redneck crackers. Right around the time Third Base dropped the Cactus album, but I was reading Malcolm. I changed my name in 89, cleaning parts of my brain like a baby nine. I took a history class serious, front row, every day of the week, third period, fucking with the teacher's head, calling the races. I tried to show them crackers some light, they couldn't face it. I got my diploma from a school called Ripper, full of teenage mothers and drug dealing niggas in the hallways. Popo was always present, searching through niggas' possessions, looking for dope and weapons, get your lessons. That's what my moms kept stressing. I tried to pay attention, but their classes weren't interesting. They seemed to only glorify the Europeans, claiming Africans were only 3/5 of human beings.
They schools can't teach us shit. My people need freedom. We're trying to get all we can get. All my high school teachers can suck my dick, telling me white man lies, straight bullshit.
Stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. I said, stand up. You're American, aren't you?
Nope, that's your flag.
Like a 12-step brainwash camp. They make you think if you drop out, you ain't got a chance to advance in life. They try to make you pull your pants up. Students fight the teachers and get took away in handcuffs. And if that wasn't enough, then they expel you. All your people's understanding, but to them, you a failure. Observation and participation. My favorite teachers, when they beat us in the head with them books, it don't reach us. Whether you break dance or rock, sway to Adidas, or be in the bathroom with your clique, smoke a reefer, then you know they mad class. Ain't important unless you add enough cash and multiple. Unemployment ain't rewarding. They may as well teach us extortion. You either get paid or locked up. The principal is like a warden in the 4-year sentence. Mad niggas never finish, but that doesn't mean I couldn't be a doctor or a dentist.
State schools can't teach us shit. My people need freedom. We're trying to get all we can get. All my high school teachers can suck my dick, telling me white man lies, straight bullshit. State schools can't teach us shit. My people need freedom. We're trying to get all we can get. All my high school teachers can suck my dick, telling me white man lies, straight bullshit.
But see, the schools ain't teaching us nothing. They ain't teaching us nothing but how to be slaves and hard workers for white people to build up their shit, make their businesses successful, while they exploiting us, you know what I'm saying? And they ain't teaching us nothing related to solving our own problems, you know what I'm saying? They ain't teaching us how to get crack out the ghetto. They ain't teaching us how to stop police from murdering us and brutalizing us. They ain't teaching us how to get our rent paid, you know what I'm saying? They ain't teaching our families how to interact better with each other, you know what I'm saying? They just teaching us how to build their shit up, you know what I'm saying? That's why my niggas got a problem with the shit. That's why niggas be dropping out that shit, because it don't relate. You go to school and the fucking police, so you be walking in your shit. Like, this a military compound, you know what I'm saying? So school ain't going to relate us until we have some shit where we control the fucking school system, where it reflects how we going to solve our own problems. Then niggas ain't going to relate to school. Shit, that's just how it is, you know what I'm saying? And I love education, you know what I'm saying? But if education ain't elevating me, and you know what I'm saying, it ain't taking me where I need to go out some bullshit, then fuck education, you know what I'm saying? At least they shit. Matter of fact, my nigga, this whole school system could suck my dick. Bitch!
Having looked back on that thought, I think not. You need as much education gain as possible now. And you still, just like my nigga said, don't need to trust the game. I just say get your education and apply that to the game. And don't get your collar so popped that you